Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Tuesday, one and all. Now, unlike Easter, Jesus has not risen for us. Joe is nowhere to be seen. But we do have the wonderful Dom sitting in for us today. How are you, Dom?
Very well, very well.
Normally working for a restaurant.
Yes, I've been fired.
What happened?
Is that a motorbike?
Something happened upstairs, a loud noise. But why are you fired?
Well, because I disclosed lots of secrets about the companies I've been working for, which is usually not a good thing to do. I'm surprised I actually haven't got libeled. If the show was bigger, probably would have.
You'll be sound.
That's not a having a go at you.
That sounds like you slagging us off videos. Ethan James is with us as well.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wonderful. We've got lots to get through. We'll do the top three. We'll also do Ethan's film review. We'll do Breaking Joe's. And we'll also have a bit of Joe.
That's good.
Which sounds a bit wild. We did say we'll be like chopping Joe about a bit. We're trying to get as much out. Like, do you, have you ever squeezed an orange?
No, I don't like the rind, the pith. Oof. It is good that you get Joe in because I don't want to get blasted in the comments or whatever I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is, the thing with people who watch the videos, they never really say anything too bad about maybe a special that I had an idea for and that went down the pan.
Okay, good, because I'm quite close to the edge, and if I get any, like, who's this bald, big-headed weirdo, I'll probably hang myself.
Although if you did have to...
That's just a warning.
Yeah, cheers for the warning. But if you did have to play a mythical character, like, say, forget the Easter Bunny because he's now dead. If you did have to play a mythical character, who would you like to play?
King Richard III.
Nice.
Because he was deformed also.
He was deformed?
Yeah, he had, like, scoliosis. I'm not saying people who have scoliosis are deformed.
No, that's exactly what you said.
Well, he was like, okay, well, take it as you want that. I mean... We'll have to take it as that.
Yeah. That's what I said. Is scoliosis?
Some kind of weird thing of the spine. But I have a weird thing of the neck, so we're kind of brothers in arms.
Again, remind us of your weird thing of the neck.
A fused vertebrae. But most people with it are really pitiable.
What do you mean?
Like, you look at them and go...
For the audio listeners, what face are you pulling there?
Like a... I shouldn't say anything, but I'm saying lots of things in my mind, you know what I mean? That's coming from me, I can't say anything.
Yeah. So we've got lots to get into, but I want to start off by letting everyone know about my Saturday surprise. Have you ever had a Saturday surprise?
I can't say I've had a Saturday disappointment.
Yeah, you bet you have. Yeah. Ethan, have you ever had a Saturday surprise?
Oh yes, well, especially this week.
Ooh, are you going to tell that story as well?
No, go on, Joe. Tell us about your Saturday surprise.
I had something in the diary with Becky because it was on our anniversary. So,
are you married?
No. Okay. Engaged.
Can you have an anniversary if you're engaged?
Yeah.
How long has the relationship been? Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Seven years.
I'll let you off.
So yeah. Why? What was going to what? If I said two,
well, if it was like a month. You can't.
Blimey, that'd be. Have you ever fallen in love in a month?
I've never been in love. I actually don't think I'm capable of love, and that's not a joke. I suppose it's not funny if it even was a joke.
No. Would you love anything?
No, not anymore. I was walking around before going, you know, have you ever walked around and just the colour's not there? The colour's faded and the faces you see in the street are just like glazed porcelain. And you can't grasp onto anything anymore.
Yeah. No, I've never done
that. What caused that?
Well, wait for it. Yeah, I don't know, probably chronic depression.
Was that Korean food?
Oh, probably, but it's more likely I'm very mentally ill. Yeah. I mean, how is it? What did you do?
We're 5 minutes in.
I'll get up the mood. Yeah, Richard III.
People are driving to work, Dom, on a Tuesday morning. They're part of their routine. He's Dom.
Good morning.
Text the Easter Bunny, see if he's still about. Right. I went on a spa day. Now, have we, and not the shop, Becky surprised me with a trip to a spa. Have we ever been... And I know Ethan has because we did a special, a bit on it. Have you ever been to a spa, Dom?
No, but I'd love to. Where was it, though?
Weirdly, it was in Rochdale, so I was a bit worried by that, first of all.
A lot of brothels in Rochdale, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things in Rochdale. It was outside of Rochdale.
Okay.
But Becky was keeping the surprise for me, literally to the point until we got there. So when she put in a Rochdale postcode, I was panicking. She goes, just follow the route and we'll get there. Have you ever had a massage or anything?
No, but I was talking to someone yesterday. I was thinking, I don't want to go to one of these flimsy ones with these tiny petite women. I've got nothing against tiny petite women. Yeah. But I want to go to one of those hardcore, like, this sounds quite homoerotic, but going to one of those big, like, Turkish...
bath ones,
those
yeah.
Those massive oh. men that will hurt you.
Yes.
I don't know, it was a waste of money otherwise, but was yours a waste of money?
Do you know what? We get there to this place... You sign in straight away, and it's one of these like voucher deals where you've got like a little light lunch included.
Oh yeah,
everyone's there with like it's like mum and daughters, and like you know there's couples as well, and all the lads are giving each other the oh, what are we doing here? And you know, but I got into it straight away.
Oh,
you got given a dressing gown and a towel on arrival with slippers.
Do you have to get naked at any point?
No, this is the worry. So I was like, so I put my... first of all, we'll get into the change rooms, getting ready. And weirdly, it's half spa, half people in there who have got a membership to the gym that's connected.
Okay.
So you sort of have this really nice, ooh, we're going to a spa day. And you sort of sat with like sweaty men who just did a big workout.
Lovely. Sounds like the kind of place that I wanted to go to.
Yes, if you the could. Men I'll bring were, you next know. Time.
Yeah.
I got my, I got changed, and obviously I got fully nude at one point. Just put my, what are they called? Swimming shorts.
Do you enjoy getting nude?
Do you know what? If you're in a change room, would you get nude?
No.
Would you go into a cubicle or would you just do it?
Do you remember as a child going into swimming baths with your dad or parents and your dad just getting naked?
Yeah.
Well,
as it got burned into my brain.
Burned? Why? It's just one of those things,
right? We used to like laugh at the old men in the showers as well, who were also naked.
It was used to laugh at them?
Well, not so they knew, but we knew. It was kind of phenomena. And we always had a teacher that would look, like, lean on the door and, like, look in.
Oh. Well, your dad's still there?
No, he wasn't the teacher.
So if you were getting changed in a dressing room... No. Situation, would you go into a cubicle or just do it?
Cubicle, I'm not, no. There's
I no wouldn't
way.
Do it. I was once bullied as a child for this.
What happened?
It was actually quite awful. I don't know if I want to talk about it, but I will. So what happened was I went to, I think it was Bladen Baths, which is near us when I was a kid, and there was a party there. I don't think it was my party.
Like
it
a
was,
stag do?
No, not a stag do. No, we're all children. And when I got into the bit where we were changing, one of the lads called Nathan.
How old were you, sorry?
Primary school, I'm going to say 9.
Prime trauma age, that.
Yeah, it was. And what happened was I went in and they locked me out of like the main bit where everyone was getting changed. So I was a bit like, ooh, that's not great. And then they opened the door. And then there was Nathan swinging his cock around, teasing us, saying I wasn't getting in. And I felt quite horrible.
Nathan's butt naked by the door.
Swinging his cock around.
When I was 9, I couldn't swing my cock.
But did he say you're not getting it, as in referencing his genitals?
Oh, sorry.
You're not getting in.
Referencing the big cubicle room, so I was locked outside.
It was like a weird
wet.
Lord of the Rings. It was like, yeah. You shall not pass.
Yes.
Nine-year-old Willy.
And God, then, but, Jesus, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell
it's
you
like
what,
a mental
Tom.
Health awareness thing, this one.
Me mum sorted him right out, called him a little twat, made him come over to the car where I was upset, banged on the door, made him apologise. So
well, well done,
fine.
Your mother. That's a good thing to do.
Sorry, Joe, do you want to continue?
Yeah, anyway, let's move on from that. Yeah. I'm in the cubicle, and I do get changed just out in the open, but I'm quick, so I don't like flaunt it.
Do you
it's
have
not
a,
much to flaunt.
Do you have a large...
No, not really.
That's confidence.
It's kind of like a little fucking...
That's confidence, isn't it? Like?
Can you see it?
Yeah.
No, like, mirror. I mean, looking downwards.
That's...
He's such a cheeky...
No, I'm not. Can you?
You have two large men
Who
here.
The fuck do you think I am? I'm coming for you this episode.
Can you, Tom?
Me and Ethan had an argument, didn't we, before the before recording, and he's coming for me, Tom. What might be 1-0 for you, Ethan, but I'll get you back by the end of this.
Well, you didn't
because
have
Joe's not
no,
here.
Anyway, it's like a pity argument.
Joe's not here, but the
anyway,
wall's been
broken.
I get nude, right, and I change quickly into my swimming shorts, and then I'm sat down, getting my robe on, and honest to God, a split second later, a female member of staff just walks through the male changing rooms with a mop bucket and leaves, right?
I don't know if that was a mop bucket. I think she just saw you, mate.
No, and she leaves, right? The old guy in there who's just finished his work out looked at me and went, I wish you'd knock. This must be a regular thing. Do you think she's trying to see Willie? Yeah.
Yes.
It was bizarre. Anyway, so I went to get a spa.
Were you the only person in there?
No, me and the old dude. I've not made this old dude up, by the way. It's not like Fight Club.
Well, did she go... Or did she...
Well, no, she went. So imagine a locker. Mm. There's one door leading to the pool. She walked through the one door where anyone could have the knobs out and just didn't even say anything.
This podcast is brought to you by Sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33 to get 33% off their fabulous products. But Joe, I mean, what kind of world are Sons.co.uk in?
Well, Sons are in the... I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
The jacuzzi was great. Steam rooms are all right. Do you like any of them? Like a sauna? Would you go in a sauna?
Jacuzzi's too hot. Sauna's too hot. I like the cold. I like being able to put more things on than take more things off.
Oh, yeah. But would you just go for a swim in like a pool?
No, because you know when you're a kid... I've got lots of childhood trauma, haven't I? You know when you're a kid and there's a hairy man that comes in? And he's got hair on his back and hair on his legs. And
then where?
Coming out. The swimming baths, when you were a child. And he's got hair coming out of his groin, poking out. And everyone looks at him and you think, fuck, that man's a freak. That's me. I don't want to be that man for children. I don't want to be that man. I haven't been to a swimming bath since I was 11 years old.
Wow. That's specific, isn't it?
Yeah, I've lived a very isolated life.
Anyway, so this massage, right, I got a massage, by the way. I got
by who?
By Diane, she was called back and shoulder massage. So let me talk you through it and I'll ask you questions along the way. I went into this really peaceful room where they've got like nice music on in the background. Oh. You know, sort of like little like piano music, which would sort of chill you right out. Diane and me are in this room.
Diane.
We've one bed in the middle of it. Becky's gone to the room next.
Oh, we don't share rooms?
No, we don't share.
You didn't.
And she says, lie down, get yourself ready. Here's your towel. My question to you is,
get yourself.
What would you have done? This is all the information I was given. What would you have done with that sentence? Get yourself ready. Here's your towel.
From films and media I've watched, you become naked and go on your stomach, don't you? And then
naked.
You put the towel over your bum. Mm. But why would you have to be naked, though?
Well, this is a question for Ethan as well.
I've never been nude in this scenario. Mm-hmm. What they do is with like your pants and that, like they might pull it down a bit so your bum
pops out. Your ass cracks out. So essentially, I decided not to get nude because I was like, I'd rather she came back into the room. I went, oh, Mr. McGrath. She didn't know my second name. She go, oh, Joe, you got to take your pants off. So I decided to go, like you two would have done, get on the bed and just lie there and put the towel over myself. She's taking a little while to come back in and I'm not one to sit still for long.
No.
So my head's sort of like... looking at the floor and I'm thinking, well, I don't know where the fuck she is. And then I sort of wander and see a remote that has a minus and a plus sign on it.
Oh, fuck.
Right, so I take it off and I realise straight away, it's the bed. So the minus moves me down, the plus moves me up.
What kind of institution is this?
Well, I think I wasn't supposed to touch it at all. Like, it was like, it was firmly locked in something. Anyway, so I went, ba-boom, I'm like fucking about, go ba-boom, ba-boom, like I'm riding a horse, like pressing minus and plus as quick as I can. And then it takes longer for Dan to come in. So I was like, right, I just wonder quickly how high I can go. Right, I'm rising. I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm having the time of like that. Honestly, I'm about a metre and a half off the floor. Diane comes in. I was like, oh. And I'm like, fucking hell. Like, oh, sorry. She's like, I'm fucking so high up off the ground. So then there's that awkward, she knows I've been fucking about. So then there's the awkward descent now. I have to lie there in my own shame.
It's like a dentistry or something.
I had a lovely back massage.
Was she good? Did she use elbows?
Do you know one of the tricks she used, which stunned me a bit? It wasn't the elbow.
Finger up the ass.
That would have been great. Have you ever had the full forearm?
Oh. Up your ass? Oh, no.
Finger up the ass.
No.
Have you had it?
It's actually funny you should mention, or maybe I was
orchestrating
the conversation to go this way. The person I stayed with in London over this last week was propositioning to buy me a prostate massager.
What?
Do you know what that is?
A dildo?
Essentially, yeah, but with extra steps.
Extra steps?
As in, it does... It's manufactured to stimulate the male G-spot.
Oh yeah, wow.
And I said no, and then we googled it, and apparently doctors don't recommend G-spot massage because it milks you and it can damage your rectum.
What does it mean by milk?
Yeah, what do you mean milk?
Well, we googled.
This all
sounds like I've done it, and the googling is a kind of smoke and mirrors. apparently you don't touch your shaft, and it just comes over like Vesuvius.
Wow!
Without you doing anything,
really?
It's a full body experience.
Do you feel like you haven't hung
it? I don't know. But apparently it's a very powerful orgasm.
I mean, we'll get into this a little bit more. Why are you moving like that?
I'm just seeing if you're like interested or not.
Why have you got one? I wouldn't even share it if I did.
No, she's very rich and she said she'd purchase me one.
Putting a spell on me then or something? I don't know what was going on with your head movements then.
I was trying to work out where
So obviously, we got the Tales of London, which will be happening throughout the week. Because you've been in London for a bit, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
But you were staying at someone's house who, for a period of time, you and them sat together Googling male bum massages.
We do a lot of things there. We used to bite each other in the nude on a bed just for, you know,
is she pleasure. A former partner?
In a way, but she's married to one of our other friends.
You're fucking weird. What's going on? So, what's going on here? So, you and this girl, is she still married to someone?
Yes.
But at the same time, you would bite each other nude.
Yeah, but he was never there. He knew about all this.
No, he didn't.
He used to smash the windows in the flat. Actually, maybe that's connected, now that I think about it.
He used to smash the windows in the flat.
There's still, like, tape over one of the windows in the bathroom from 10 years ago. It's been a while.
And whereabouts were the bites?
All over. Thighs, neck, toes.
Really?
No, but you see, I've never had a good sexual experience in my life. On my own, yes, certainly. With another human being, no. And that's genuine truth, yeah. I'm trying to garner pity off here.
How old are you, Doc?
I'm 32 years old.
Oh, that's not bad, is it? But you never had... a good sexual experience?
No, either because I detest myself so much that I don't allow myself to... No, it's this. It's this, you see.
You test yourself.
Detest.
Oh, right.
I do test myself as well on various things. I invariably fail. But I always had this concern over, you know, when a female's on top of you. I had a real vivid perception of what I looked like when they looked at me.
This. Yeah, for the audio listeners, can you tell everyone what face you're doing, please?
It's just a very disgusting.
Nah, don't, you know, those, soaps, why are you giving soap shit?
You asked me. You asked me the description.
Yeah, that's true. I did ask.
I would say similar to a blobfish. You know those ones that...
Oh, fucking hell.
Have you seen those ones?
Yeah, I know exactly what you meant when you said a blobfish. That's so tight on yourself. So I need to get back to this relationship you've got with this girl. Because you... When did the first bite happen?
You're more concerned about the bites than anything else.
I will get onto the massage anal rubber in a minute. There's a lot to get at.
Well, I don't know where that came from. I think because we liked... you know, as the priests used to do, flagellate themselves with, like, cats of nine tails when they'd done something wrong. I'm a big fan of punishing myself through through things that also is pleasure. So
this wouldn't be a playful bite. This would be a bite.
It would be 50-50 or 60-40. I used to go to Tesco's at midnight to get those big vats of, you know, those chicken and bacon pastas that were only meant for salad bars at parties, which I never... Yeah, and I used to just eat it at home. So my friend was like, why would you get that? I said, I need that to feel. No.
So you'd eat chicken and bacon pasta to punish yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Cracky. I could get on board with this.
Yeah, you know when you feel full and you've got, what have I done?
Yeah.
I derive some kind of pleasure from that.
Mm.
Maybe I should see a therapist again.
I think therapy would be great sometimes. With the biting, yeah. Did you ever draw blood?
No.
That's one of the key rules, I guess.
No. I don't want hepatitis because I don't know what she had. I don't know what I have, actually.
Did you ever...
No, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Do you have any questions about the biting before we move on, Ethan?
Happy to move on, Drew.
Okay. So back to the anal massager.
All right, yeah.
Let's speak about why that got brought up. Does she go...
She's very explorative in her sexuality, I think. She kind of walks around naked. If this ever gets to her, I'm in deep, deep trouble.
Sorry, no one knows as a clue it is.
Oh, great. She doesn't use the internet or her phones or anything, so it's fine.
Me, yeah.
She walks around the flat naked, but there's big glass. The curtains are always open night and day, and she lives on the third. I don't know, like an eagle or something.
Yeah, there's
lots of interpretive dance going on here.
Titanic and
she walks around naked and
in a flat. But well, yeah, that's all right, and it's all right.
Yeah, but the curtains are always open, and like across the road, which is probably 5 foot or something, the university of a city. Wig, do their lab tests all day long. So there's hundreds of people, of men, just looking in her flat, having a nice time all day, because she doesn't work.
Do you think she's ever put someone off, like their big experiment or something?
I think they could have dropped a few vials. No.
Have you, now be honest here.
Go on.
Have you ever, just for a bit of fun, been biting each other whilst people are working at the University of London? So someone might have seen you nude.
They've seen a lot of things in that flat. I used to put books against the door, like large books against the door, because I used to think she'd come through in the middle of the night. There was no locks on the door, and kill me for some kind of literary or poetic scene. She'd go to prison because it was beautiful. And I used to put the books against the door so I'd know if she came in, so I could defend myself in the middle of the night.
It's very Killing Eve, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I've not seen it.
How would you defend yourself? Have you got a weapon or something? Did you have a weapon?
I used to have cheesecakes by the side of me at the night.
So you'd fucking defend yourself by vanilla fucking New York cheesecake?
Yeah. Well, that's a distraction. You know, when people throw sand in people's eyes in movies.
Oh, yeah.
Mine wouldn't be a...
Yours would be a cheesecake. I know which one I prefer.
Yeah, cheesecake.
So did you... What was the conclusion about the butt plugs? And how far did we go? Have we got any...
She hasn't bought a butt plug because I need to explore other things such as loving embraces and walks in the park before I put
a
large...
Have you ever done anything with your bumhole?
No. I think... I was going to say, I think we all have. Have you?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay. It's all coming. Ethan, have you?
We've talked about this before in the past.
Oh,
you're
really? Have you?
You're new to the...
I haven't watched 159 episodes, so apologies for that.
Just the ones you're on.
Refresh. 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 I hope I won't be refreshing this one, though. I'll be steering clear. I don't want to get garroted in the comments.
Oh, that's a good word, but I don't know what it means.
Neither do I. I think it means it's on the similar lines of eviscerated. I don't know what that one means.
Eviscerated, demolished.
I think it's just cut your belly open and have your guts fly out. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. There's a lot of words. I think they all come from the torturous medieval times, you know, where they were quite inventive with all these things. Nice. Not that I know about any of these things.
Anyway, then I had a facial.
Diane sounds like a wonderful woman.
Get this, though. At the start of the massage, she went, and my eyes were closed, she went, sniff up.
Excuse me? Why are you always in these weird kind of situations?
You know what it was? She'd put, like, a mint oil on her hands and put it underneath the massage bed.
The action you're doing now implies that she's going into a cow to, like, deliver a birth.
It looked like that, but she just put this really nice aroma, and she went, sniff up. It was like smelling, you know, Vic. You know, when you put Vic, you know, it was like smelling that. It really sorted me out. It was nice, you know.
Was it a good day?
I loved it.
Would you do it again?
Oh. Would I do it again? I like the jacuzzi, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jacuzzi good. Jacuzzi's good. Right, let's go for him. Jacuzzi, brilliant.
Bloody yeah, love a jacuzzi.
But you think it's too warm?
Yeah, but I went on one on a cruise in the middle of the night when no one was there on night with her, actually, in the bubbles. Very good. Very sensual. That's the most positive sexual experience I've ever had.
In a jacuzzi, in a cruise in the middle of the night?
Absolutely. Hands down. Nothing, but I had a raging member.
Oh, God.
And did you do anything about it?
No, of course not.
So how was it the best experience?
Because it was, you know, when you get close to something and the idea of it is almost certainly better than the actual thing.
Yeah,
I still retain that excitement of the possibility, you know.
See, I don't get that.
I get it.
I like just...
Yeah, well...
It's like getting as close as you can to KFC.
Yeah, edging.
Turning around.
You're edging yourself to a KFC, yeah. Yeah. That's horrible, horrible image, actually.
Good, though, isn't it? So, yeah, I would do it again. And it came with a lunch and a tuna crunch wrap and a cheesecake. I had cheesecake.
A tuna crunch... I'm not going to laugh at that, actually, because tuna crunch wraps are very good. Are they in a white
tuna's
wrap?
Tuna's great. Yeah,
great.
Delicious, delicious. So that was my spa weekend. I would recommend it. Mm. Steam room's great.
You need someone to go with her, don't you?
What about this person?
She's always in Spain these days.
Do you know the... Do you know the husband?
Yeah. He was there last night.
Huh?
He was there last night.
We were.
You're not going to believe this.
I will.
But we were talking for 4 hours trying to rewrite a line of the manifesto of the commune we're going to build in Spain. Genuinely.
You're going to build a commune.
I'm not
going to
be building anything. Have you seen me?
What is a commune?
An artist commune in not Alicante.
But yeah, what, Benidorm?
Valencia.
Valencia.
Yeah. That's how you pronounce it, isn't it? What's that Spanish? Valencia. Can you do it, Ethan?
But
you know the kind of
not just Valencia.
Valencia.
No, they say it in a
Valencia.
Yeah, there you go. Valencia. It's a kind of a yeah.
Right.
But she wants to make a marble pavilion, and obviously that would cost millions of pounds. But that's off the. A lot of these are ideas.
Yeah.
A lot of these are ideas, like
well,
the
she's got
like
some
the
my ideas from butt plugs to pavilions and stuff. It's
yeah,
crazy,
it's
isn't
a
it?
Wild world.
I can link this up quite nicely if you don't mind. If
you
we're talking about
it.
Artistry.
Ooh, Dom got a little bit of an artiste amongst us. I know this because Ethan was talking a little bit about painting, but not like a normal painting. In the dark, painting in the dark, essentially. Ethan's been painting in the dark.
I've been painting in the dark.
Explain to Dom because he looks so confused.
Well, so me and Manisha decided to book an activity because we don't do enough stuff that's different. We don't grow. We're
well,
very
at least
boring.
Dom's teach you a couple of things you can do that's different.
Oh yes, indeed. And that might be experimented further down the line, but to get to that point in character, you have to develop and make baby steps. Now you may remember my facial hair, Joe, from a while back.
Yeah.
Actually not a while back, probably last week. And it did look a bit like an artiste. So with that, I've decided to give it a crack. And it's in a dark studio using UV paint.
So you're in a weird, completely blacked out studio.
Yep.
You can just see paint and you're bored.
Can't see a thing. Apart from the lights that are UV lights. Oh, yes, sir. 30 quid.
Oh, fuck me.
But let me stop you there.
30 quid?
It was 30 quid, but what happens is you get two free drinks, a couple of pints. Couple of pints, right? And you get your canvas.
Which you can't see. Are the pints UV? Well, what me? Dying of thirst.
It's funny you say that. I made a right cock up with my first pint. So what you do is...
Guinness, you had not a fucking clue where that was.
Well, what happened was, so I had my pale ale. So I had my paintbrush. And what you do is, you have a little pot of water that you dip it into. To reduce my pint started glowing orange, and I realised that it wasn't just the pale ale of an amber colour. It was it had a bit of paint in it. One sip later.
What is this place?
He dipped his brush in. I love it.
They let me off though. The place.
That's fine. So lovely. I mean, it's a great business plan, isn't it? You save on electricity. Everyone's sat in the dark.
Yeah, who came up with this?
I love it.
But like, I stress, there's UV light so you can see the paint. So what UV light does, you'll be maybe astonished to hear. Maybe you know this, but the colours you see aren't always exactly the colours you think they are. So a purple will be like a white in real life, okay, once we take it out of the room, and like a yellow will be a green, which was to my disappointment. I found that one out afterwards after I created the stuff. You can see my eyes have switched off the screen
slightly.
Why do you
look so confused, Dom?
It just sounds like a very confusing endeavour, and why would you pay £30 to paint in a different colour than it would be when you're outside of this weird dungeon?
Have you ever paid for something and you thought, that wasn't definitely not worth the money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Podcasts help when you give an exam.
Yes, moving on. No, that Easter egg I got the other day.
What? Which one?
I think I told you about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've not seen that. That's going into today's episode.
All right.
You bought an Easter egg. Yeah.
No, and I bought a £700 piano once. But then the person told me it was fantastic, and I brought a friend with me who was very good at the piano. I said, "Is this good?" He said, "Yes." And it turns out, when I got home, I should have just gone with my initial feeling. You should always go with your feeling, I think, like I did with biting that woman. I nearly said her name then.
Let me show you.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. So as you can see here, this is what I painted.
But you actually paint?
Yep. So as you can see,
it's actually quite good.
Describe it to the audio listeners, please, Joe.
Well, Dom's an artist. It's a bit of yourself, aren't you? What can you see?
It's a hummingbird.
Oh yes,
it's gorgeous.
I don't know what the flowers are, particularly Scottish thistles.
Oh yes,
a hummingbird on thistles.
Well,
exotic and the mundane.
Well, I must add to this actually, Dom. For this wasn't my painting. This was what some lass done that I thought was brilliant.
Some lass.
And I thought,
who is this lass?
I don't know. Just some woman. I thought, ooh, that could be me. This is what Manisha painted, which
is
quite
really
lovely.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a. What is it? A tulip.
Oh yes, it's like a tulip.
It's
like
a lotus flower.
Have you seen Manisha's tulips?
Lotus. Oh god.
I haven't seen Manisha. I don't think I'd want to see Manisha's tulips.
Oh, that's horrible.
What are you doing? What have you done? You've done the Newcastle flag.
Well, I'm not going to put a picture on the screen.
Shearer.
I brought it with me, Drew.
Ooh.
And you'll be delighted to see.
Turn the lights off?
Yeah, should we turn them off?
Well, you need sadly, the UV lights.
What's
the
fucking point of this thing, then?
Well, you'll see, I made a mistake with the yellow, Dom. Because I thought it was yellow, but it's actually green.
But it doesn't matter, because there's no UV light here.
Right, just leak here and chill out. I'm so tired. It was such a long day, such a long Easter weekend. I didn't mean to say chill out.
No,
you were raising valid points.
It's just, I must be autistic. I don't understand.
Dom, I have painted.
What the fuck is that?
This is Joe McGrath.
Is that me?
So I'll come round.
That actually looks like me, to be fair.
Does it?
Yeah. Wow. Ethan, what inspires you to draw me? He's running back quickly.
Oh, well, I must say, I was run out of time. I panicked and I was busy making the thumbnail for Sloppy Joe's before this went out. And I just thought, fucking hell, the grass on my mind.
That is brilliant. What do you think about that, Dom?
I don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless. Why is his face green?
Well, that was the yellow-green confusion.
So you made his face yellow?
Well, you see, there's only so many colours. So I thought, like, oh, Simpsons could be quite funny.
30 quid for three of the primary colours.
I like it, me.
It's a bit Shrek-like, isn't it? You're a bit ogre-like.
That's
actually
rude.
He's been insulting you quite a lot today.
He has been insulting me a bit, hasn't he? Mm. What do you make of that? Do I look like an ogre?
In the nicest possible way.
Which is the way you're doing it now.
Yeah.
Fair play.
The mouth's good. Why is his hair black?
Oh, again, lack of colours.
What about my hairline? Did you...
No, that I aced that.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Yeah. I aced that, you fucker. Right, have we got time? What would you want to do? Top three or...
Top three.
Ethan's...
Let's do top three. I think we should do top three, definitely.
Right, okay.
Top three.
Do you remember the top three?
I do remember the top three.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do remember the top three.
Are you ready to take part in...
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Tres, tve,
ei. Tres, dois, un.
Tani, ichi.
The top three.
Right, we are back with the top three. This has been causing huge debates. We've been talking about the top three films. We've been talking about the top three locations to actually go to, like cities. We're going to head back to the world of food and drink now.
Okay, I'm good at this one.
Top three fruits. This is tricky. But if you wouldn't mind, I might start us off. Is that all right?
Please.
Might stun you with number three. But I love a cherry.
Oh, a glacé cherry or a normal cherry?
Give me a normal cherry. I'll have a glacé. Cherries in at number three. Heading over to number two. What's that?
Sorry, I don't think you know.
It's like a dart's an answer.
It's a juicy pineapple. It's a juicy pineapple.
A pineapple's fantastic.
But number one has to be the apple. Apple is the best fruit in the world.
What kind of apple, though?
Just, I'll take them all.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smiths, Pink Ladies, Waffle Waffers. I'll take them all. Humpty Dumpties, I'll have them all.
Apples are very good. Are you just talking about the base fruit?
Yeah, you got to talk about the base fruit.
Okay.
Not necessarily flavouring, although I do think that maybe even... Well, I don't really like apple flavour too much, but apple juice, I think...
You don't like apple flavour, but it's the number one fruit.
Well, you don't often have apple flavouring much on things, do you?
Yes.
What?
You do.
Like a sweet?
Apple crumble. Apple sweets. Apple sweets.
Right, anyway, go on. What's your top three?
I'm being very contrary today, aren't I? My top three. Tomato.
Nice.
Oh, fucker. Yeah. Clever. Nice. Do you know what?
Real
you
clever.
Fucker, but you clever fucker.
I got you. A good strawberry.
Nice.
Strawberry?
Like.
Strawberry?
Yeah, whatever you like.
And,
What was that noise?
I'm just trying to think of the fruit.
Surely you know your number one.
I don't know my number one. There's lots of good fruits. I went to Portugal and had bizarre fruits. Fruits that you don't think are imaginable. Like, there was a pineapple, the one like shaped like a banana, but it had like hectagonal sections that tasted like pineapple.
So what's number one, that?
A banana.
Banana. Nice, yeah. It's great. Ethan James, to wrap up the top three.
Texture of the banana's fucked up, I must say. Although I do eat it anyway because I know it keeps me going.
Is that three?
So number three for me is the lychee.
Oh, lychee.
Much say.
Such a hipster choice. Oh, it's a good job Joe Smith's not here because it'd be two hipster choices.
The fruit itself, the texture is terrible. It freaks me out. But the in a drink, in a card, that juice.
Right, okay.
That
number juice, two?
It's one of the best. I'd say number two is actually the pineapple.
Nice.
Versatile, can be used in desserts, can be used as just a normal pineapple, if you wanted that. Or on a pizza, that's controversial. Who knows about that one?
Do you like pineapple on a pizza?
Yes, do you?
I'm not like against it, I just don't like pineapple on a
pizza. I'm against pizza at the moment, I don't like pizza.
Number one is the raspberry.
Raspberry?
Class the raspberry.
Is it really?
It's the raspberry.
Is it mad that none of us have picked an orange? Like, you would think that was probably...
No, it's too, an orange is too fucking difficult to go about.
Yeah, it is.
That's true.
But the easy peelers are great. That could have got in there. The
but do you like the
peeler.
Pith? It's always the pith, the white pith.
The pith is horrible.
We've brought up pith twice in this
episode. I've got a real vendetta against pith.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, Dom. You're going to be here for the next couple of weeks. Is that all right?
Yeah, if the comments are all right. Otherwise, you won't be seeing
Stop
me ever again.
The comments will be fine. No one ever comments anything nasty. It's great. We never have crisis meetings about comments. Don't worry. Right, here's a lovely little section with the beautiful Joe Smith. So Jesus technically has returned. Final moment in a month that we'll be together in a room.
Best way you could have possibly said that.
As you go gallivanting around Thailand and Vietnam.
Yes.
So this is it, Ethan James.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone.
Don't be so sad.
Is this going to be an emotional episode?
It might be emotional, actually.
We should do an emotional episode now and again. It's all fun and games, isn't it, really?
That's what I said.
Yeah. What would you like to do, Ethan, emotional?
Life? Well, I suggested the sad stories around Christmas time, like of that poorly child who died in Santa's arms, but then it just didn't hit the right note.
Yeah, sad story. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think we sort of peaked in terms of our lack of taste with the top three diseases that we did for the Patreons.
Oh, God.
And Ethan remarked on that last night about how he sort of looks back as that as a kind of a black spot on our record.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but it is great.
A low point. Yeah.
It's a Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Yeah, do subscribe to the Patreon. There's loads of good stuff coming. And also, as soon as I get back from my travels, we're going to do the final episode of Come Down With
Me. Are you excited?
I can't wait. I've had to run here from the station because I was a little bit late. And that's
my
fault.
You got your rabies jab?
No, I've done one.
Why?
I haven't done one. Because, well, I've looked into... So
you've looked into rabies?
Well, no, I don't look into rabies. Do you know how bad it is?
No.
Do you know... Right, so let's say when you get COVID, and unless you're not a conspiracy theorist, let's just say, as a rough
COVID,
guide,
yeah.
There's like a 1% chance you'll die. Let's just use that. I don't know if that's even right. So 1 in 100 people get it, they die. But COVID killed loads of people. The whole world was shut down for it, wasn't it? What do you think the death rate is for people? So once you've got COVID, symptoms appear. What do you think the death rate is?
One in 50.
Ethan?
Of rabies or COVID?
Rabies.
Well, you just gave me the answer to COVID.
Yeah.
You're too bothered eating your Caribbean food to pay attention to us. He's got Caribbean food again. He didn't ask us if we wanted some.
I've put it away.
You've not put it away.
It's out of reach.
Just because you move your chair back doesn't...
Right, so what do you think the death rate of rabies is? Once you've been bitten by a monkey or whatever, oh, I feel a bit rabies-ish.
You're going to die. Guaranteed.
He's 100% right.
You get rabies, you're dead.
It has got a 100% death rate.
What?
It's one of the deadliest diseases on earth.
It's awful. You just keep drinking water non-stop, don't you drown yourself.
It's the exact opposite of that. You actually get hydrophobic and you can't drink water.
You're scared of water?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't get it. So if you get rabies, you're done.
So if you get bitten, let's say there's a rabid dog on the beach, I go to stroke it, it bites my hand. If I go, that dog didn't look right, and I've just broken the skin, I can get a boat, you know, or go to the local hospital. They'll give me a rabies jab that will stop it developing into rabies. They can save your life, right? But if I go, it'll be right. That the dog didn't look, you know, it was only foaming at the mouth a little bit. Once you've got the symptoms. There's a bit, when you're Googling all the illnesses, so there's like typhoid, there's all different things you can get jabs for. And all of them say, get to this in this minute, they'll give you antibiotics, they'll give you this, we can do this, you know. It says treatment for rabies at the bottom, make the patient feel as comfortable as possible. That is all they can do. How bad is that?
How long will you die? How long will it take?
I think it takes about a week, a few days.
A week?
Yeah, not long. But sad the thing bad. Is, so the reason I haven't got rabies jab is, the chances of you getting it go up massively if you're going on like long hikes in the woods, if you're going like out in the wilderness. We're not really doing that. So if I get bitten by something...
You're playing with fire a little bit.
Well, no, because it's only a sort of... It's not even... It's recommended, but it's also not... It's like... Some get it, some don't. It's also like 50 quid.
I thought you were going to say something much higher.
I think
there.
It might be a bit more. But anyway, the thing is, if I get bit by a dog or a snake or a bat or a monkey, I'll just go to the local hospital and get a rabies shot.
So they'll sort it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must be knocking
As long as you get there within like 10 hours or something, you're fine.
You've just made that up.
You're usually fine.
10 hours?
Yeah. Something like that. You get a number of hours. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. We went out for a final meal, didn't we, Ethan? Sad, wasn't it, last night?
That's super.
It was a delicious Chinese.
It was a lovely Chinese, wasn't it? The artist formerly known as Jade City.
Yeah. Now it's Yazoo. Only no,
it's
You. Bum, bum, bum.
It's called Only You, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. I kept singing Only You last night to myself because it was stuck in my head. It's Only You spelled Y-U.
Yes. Now, you see this a lot, don't you? There is a sort of a trend within the sort of English Asian restaurants that have a word that at first glance is just a Chinese word, but when read out loud sounds English.
Yeah.
For instance, Fok you. Which obviously at first glance you go, oh, yeah, that sounds, you know, Vietnamese. I don't really, you know, maybe that's someone's name. And then you read it out loud, Fok you, basically, isn't it? And that's obviously on purpose. Yeah. Only You, of course. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
I love that tune so much. So talk us through how you think the night went, Ethan, because I think it was a great success.
Oh, yes. A succulent Chinese meal, wasn't it?
Is that the charge?
Oh, yes, that's the charge. And, well, what happened was we finished doing a bit of recording, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we potted down, and we were stunned what the place was at first. It didn't look quite right. And up the stairs, filled with people, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah,
filled with good people as well.
What?
What, filled with, like, you want to see a busy restaurant like that with people who love that kind of food, because you know then you're in the right place.
Right. What do you mean?
I can't elaborate, but everyone knows. You know.
Filled with good people as
filled with great people. You go, we've picked the spot.
People who...
Settle down.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So
do
when you
mean?
Go in... When you
know
you go in,
do you know what I mean, Ethan?
The first thing you...
You're all coming down with me if I'm getting told off for that.
The thing you're... Also, can I actually... Can we get into that a little bit?
What?
Because people always say, don't they? And this is a thing that people say, whether it's, I don't know if it is, I don't think it's racist. People will go into, let's say, a Chinese restaurant and go, oh, when I got there, there was a lot of Asian people in there, so it must be good. Or you'll see that with different cuisines around the world, you know, the puppets from the Dormio advert were in there, it must be good Italian.
Well, let's just say this, you know, if you're walking past an Irish bar and it's filled with Irish people in another country, this must be good.
Exactly. So that's the assumption, isn't it? That But then if you think about it, but when you think about it though, like the biggest restaurants in the UK aren't like the best quality. So it's like, you know, Mackie's full of English people. Bellissima. You think it's not the best restaurant in the UK.
Yeah, but
it's
we're
the most
not
popular.
Really known for our great taste in food as Brits.
Oh!
So when I got there and saw it was filled, I was like, this is...
What about Ethan's mate who's only in mince and dumplings and stuff?
Yeah,
like?
Yeah,
you're telling me that's not up there with a banh mi in terms of complexity?
I don't think there's many people, you know, from Asia who've only had 12 different ingredients in their life.
That's probably quite true, actually. So maybe for the English... So if you go in to like, oh, look at that. I'm in Thailand next week, for instance, and I see a pub called the Ye Old Coach and Horses.
Nice.
And it's full of English people. I go... Probably the shittest food in all of Thailand.
You don't. No, what? You think if you're in the foreign country, that's the perfect spot.
Oh, so then you. So it's all to do with people being in a restaurant that's from the country that they're from, but they're not the country that they're in.
Yes, I think
that's the dichotomy.
Yeah. That is it. And it doesn't matter what race you are.
No,
it's
know.
Like if there was a fish and chip restaurant in Singapore and it was full of Brits.
Yeah,
you'd go there.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were playing with fire a little bit because we couldn't see the entrance of Only You.
So this is a thing, isn't it? Where I've had this a few times with, in sort of, again, like Western restaurants, there's a big thing of the first 8 customers, you're basically lining the windows of the restaurant.
Oh, of course, making it look busy.
To make it look busy, even if the centre and the back of the restaurant is empty. Whereas with a lot of other different cultures, sometimes the restaurant won't even be in sight of the street. Like almost all the restaurants in Chinatown are either in a basement or on the first floor.
Yeah, it's very difficult to see what's
going on. So you can't really get the same thing. But we go in, you're immediately greeted with a gigantic fish tank, probably as long as this table, I'd have thought, maybe even longer. Big, deep, big fish tank. 4 fish in it.
4 fish, nothing else going
nothing
on.
Nothing else. Not a bit of coral at the bottom.
No.
Not a little sort of like rainbow that's in the corner.
Yeah.
Nothing. No like fake leaves. It's just 4 fish, and you can even see the dirt on the bottom half of the thing.
It was
no gravel or anything. One massive fish, and then
gravel.
About 3 fish this big.
They don't really like gravel, though, do they, fish?
I don't know.
We sat down, we got given the menu.
Yeah.
And we all went straight for the. The banquet for 4.
I didn't even turn the page.
No, you didn't.
I opened the first page and went, banquet.
Yeah, but your mate Adam doesn't like prawns. But everything we got for the starter had prawns in it.
Yeah,
he could have said.
Dishes, aren't there?
What did we make of hot and sour soup?
I love it.
Because it was an interesting flavour, wasn't it, Ethan?
Have you not had it before?
No, I've had it. It's peppery and vinegary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gloopy as well. It's delicious.
Very gloopy. Oh, well, you had the chicken, didn't you?
It was an out on the chicken and sweet corn soup, because the thing with that is just how thick it is.
Oof.
That's just... That's,
you wolfed your soup down, didn't you, when you think about it?
I just love the thickness of it.
Yeah. It's been heavily cornstarched, hasn't it? It's got that real gloopiness to it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I do like. It's this sort of texture where if they put even another half a teaspoon of cornstarch in it, you could suck the whole thing sort of without using a straw.
Yeah.
You could, and it would all sort of jelly its way into the last bit and get sort of sucked along with it. You could just go like flubber.
You could spread it as well on toast.
You could spread it on toast. You could roll it into a ball if it was any thicker, couldn't you? But that was delicious. I tell you what,
the dim sum was great, but then
dim sum and then some. You know what I mean?
So I got so excited.
It was so good.
We were sort of fooled by the dim sum, and then the duck came.
Yeah.
Ethan.
Shredded on site as well.
On site. Oh, no.
Like someone trying to escape from North Korea to South Korea.
You got it wrong, though.
Instantly obliterated on site, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who got it wrong?
Well,
you
did it on the table behind. I didn't say this, but you spilt half of it on the table and picked it all back up and put it back on.
I don't mind.
I don't mind it fresh, isn't it? Fresh. But at the end of the duck pancakes, we were done.
Yeah.
We could have easily gone home.
Yes.
I would have loved maybe one scoop of vanilla ice cream, then bed.
I could have taken a banana or pineapple fritter.
Yeah, and then bed.
And then bed. What came after that was plates this probably this big, filled one with chicken and black bean.
Yeah.
One with beef in oyster sauce.
Yeah.
One with, I don't know what it was.
It's like chili and garlic sauce, but it was crispy.
A crispy pork and a crispy chili beef. And a big bowl of rice each.
Yeah, that was a killer. When I knew that every single one of us had a big bowl of egg fried rice, I thought, we're going to struggle.
We're finished. We're done.
And then I just went into another realm. Needless to say, I don't know about you, Joe, last night.
Yeah.
I was thirsty.
Yeah.
I was, do you know what? I was in trouble a bit last night.
Yeah,
there was one point
when you got home.
I just didn't really sleep well last night. Do you know what I mean by that? Do you know when you're so full you don't really sleep too good?
Yeah.
It was bad.
This is just a big, salty night. I had vicious diarrhea when I got home.
Really vicious? Wow.
Terrible. But I don't think it was from that because it's usually a sort of a 4 or 5 hour delay, wasn't it? And this was about 2 hours post-consumption.
What did you have for lunch that day?
Couldn't say.
You couldn't?
I've got no idea what I ate for lunch yesterday. Do you?
I had broccoli steaks. I'm into my broccoli steaks at the minute, aren't I? Well, you cut broccoli up like a steak and you eat it like a steak. Ethan knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Were you all right last
night? So what do you do with it, though? Eat it like a steak?
Well, you cook it up, fry it. Bit of chilli, bit of garlic, bit of butter. Lots of butter. Cook it up, crack on, delicious.
So it's just...
In a pan.
So what do you have that with, then?
Have you heard of a cucumber smash salad?
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I bloody have.
Cucumber smash salad.
Picture this: cucumbers chopped up finely, bit of red wine vinegar, a little bit of chili oil. Let that rest. Put it on top of your steak, broccoli steak. Delicious. It's granite.
So you're for lunch. You're telling me you had broccoli and cucumber.
Yeah.
And
nothing else. I swear to God.
That's all you had?
Yeah, I eat healthy at home. You've seen my fridge.
There's eating healthy.
You've seen my fridge.
Yes, but there's eating healthy, and then there's eating what a Galapagos turtle eats for lunch. There's, like, most people who are healthy don't just eat a broccoli with a cucumber. That's what a chimp would eat at a zoo, isn't it? Where
what are you talking about?
You would have usually some sort of protein or some sort of carb, not just veg.
Yeah, well, you don't need that every meal. If you're just having a bit of a light lunch. Hold on, I can't do right for doing wrong. I've come on the pod, I've had cucumber and broccoli, and now you want me to eat more.
What
direction do you want this podcast to go in?
Be honest. How many different...
Do you want to be honest? I had a cream egg for dessert. There we go. Granny Una gave me some on the weekend. I watched City Newcastle with her. She let me go home with 4 crunchies and 2 cream eggs. All right, Ethan, did you feel all right last night after the Chinese?
Oh, I did actually, yes.
Knew it.
I did eat an awful lot, though. At the end, I just kept going back for one last bit of chili beef.
I know.
When I shouldn't have done. But what did happen during the chili beef phase, Joe found what you would call a... What would you call it, Joe?
Yeah.
An effect.
There was a very strange thing that happened. I would call it a phenomenon, actually.
Phenomenon, that's the word.
Where we were put in a table that, at first glance, Love it. Great. Perfect, it's in the corner, which means we've got line of sight on everything going on. The happy birthday being sang across the way.
Yeah.
The little fish. We can see the edge of the fish tank if we look close enough. But what also happened? I went to the toilet, and it's sort of open plan. It's like mezzanine style, isn't it? So like, you don't go into like a sort of stairwell. The stair is like up through the middle of the restaurant and sort of back on itself. But what the effect happened is that because we were at the bottom of that, the open bit, when you go upstairs where there's some extra tables that weren't being used and then to the back is the toilets, every square inch of the upstairs area, you could hear crystal clear the conversation taking place on our table and nothing else. No other tables. You couldn't hear the music. You couldn't hear anything. From our table, it's like bustling. Everyone's chatting.
And then
you go upstairs and it sounds like it's... Downstairs is three people shouting.
Yeah, you were
and
so just fascinated you sent me and Ethan up to check.
Yeah, because I went for a wee. So you go up the stairs and back. So we're here, and then you go upstairs and back to the other side of the restaurant where the toilet is. From weeing in another room, probably 25 feet away, maybe a bit more, I could hear your Adam and Ethan's conversation like that. That is a bizarre design feature.
I don't know what was happening.
I don't know either.
Do you think they were spying on us? That's what you were hearing our conversations.
I don't think those spying on us, but I think if they wanted to, they obviously could. That's the table where you put the people who maybe you think these might be twats.
These might kick off.
They saw Ethan. They heard his Geordie accent and thought, if anyone's going to kick off, put them on the table where you can basically, the surveillance table.
Yeah, the surveillance table, Ethan.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
It was weird because when we put the hypotheses to the test, We started talking just even quieter than we were normally talking.
Yeah.
And it was still staggering. The effect in full swing.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You started asking about... You've been wondering about evolution a lot recently.
Yeah, I just wondered when was everything as it is. Do you know what I mean? Like we were eating beef, weren't we? We were eating a bit of the skirt, which is a part of the...
What made you go...
A bit of skirt? Because it's the chop of the beef, isn't it? A bit of skirt. And I was just wondering, when was the cow? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when has the cow, as we've known it, been the cow?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, has it, 2,000 years ago, was there the cow?
Well, what was your guess? And how long cows
existed? I went, about 400 years, they were complete.
You said hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
Which really made me laugh.
I think they were complete about 100 years ago, 400 years ago.
Yeah.
They were complete.
What do you mean they're complete?
Well, because they've not... Have they changed recently?
Well, in what time frame? What do you mean? What are you saying? Since the turn of the year, have we got a cow with two sets of udders or something? What are you asking?
When was the last... All right, how far back could you go when you'd see a significant difference to the cow we see now?
Yeah.
And a cow back when?
I would guess... Based on the sort of how far farming has come and like genetic modification and like selective breeding, I would say if you go back 200 years, cows would be a lot different to what they are now.
Really?
Not like genetically, but in terms of like they won't have as much meat on them, they won't produce nearly as much milk, all that stuff. Have you ever seen this picture of like corn in the 1860s? And it's basically just one bit of corn that's this big and it's fucking rock hard and humans can't even eat it. Have you never seen that?
Ah, so how did they know what to do with it?
I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know how they get into all that. Let me show you this.
Ethan, how far ago do you think we have to go back to get the cow?
I was going to say earlier than Joe. I think in the last 50 years, it's been quite different because the cow has been
50 years?
So I think he thinks Ronald McDonald had a big
hand
in this.
Since the 70s?
I think since the 70s or whatever, when we started... The population started growing even more since then. We've had to get the cows through quickly.
So what do you think a cow used to look like? What do you think?
Well, they'd probably eat better. They'd probably have more space. And those environmental circumstances, malnutrition, stuffing up the cow with loads of cheap rubbish is probably...
Well, that's where you, when you've like, you use a cow as a recycling bin, don't you? So all your rubbish, you just lift its tail and you put, you know, Heinz beans.
Make sure you put it in the moo bin.
Yeah, you John Wiss in the moo bin.
Come on.
That's really good. That's,
come on,
that's
the moo really bin.
Really instead of blue bin.
What about the horse though? Because I think that is...
Be saying 50 years!
That's crazy.
If you've got a bucking bronco from the 1970s, it's only this wide.
See, I think the horses peaked and now they're on the decline.
What do you mean?
So it's like cows are getting better.
Yeah.
after 1066 or whatever, we didn't need them as much, did we? So they're getting significantly worse.
You know they were using horses in World War One.
Right, after the, what,
not
1990?
Like, not extensively, but they were
the last
in 100 use.
Years.
Yeah.
You just ride them now or race them.
Yeah, they've certainly lost a bit of their sort of punch, haven't they, the horse?
Yeah.
The man with a horse was the king. And now, if you've got a horse, it's...
You're rich.
Something bad's going on. Really? Or you're rich. So this is 9,000 years ago. So back when we first started farming, that's what corn used to look like on the left there.
Madness. Really?
Look how shit that is.
That's crazy.
Not plump and juicy, that is it?
No, I won't want to pop
little,
it.
Just a little string of shit. But in terms of genetics, it takes thousands and hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, I had a lovely night.
I had a
great You know
night.
What? We should try and do it once every... You know,
once a quarter.
Yeah. Little celebration. Who would you bring? Because obviously Joe brought his mate. Who would you bring to the next one, Ethan?
I'll bring Wobble along.
No, he can't have two free meals from you.
Females?
No, free meals.
Oh, sorry.
Well, who's the first
who's
female?
The first,
that
yeah, what's going on here? You?
Sorry, I was going to say Wob's not a woman. But yes, what free meal would we go for? Is that what you're saying?
No. He's all suggesting right. that because you've already bought Wob a free meal, that you wouldn't be keen to buy him a second, so maybe it's time to give someone else a free meal.
Yes.
That's why he said he can't have two free meals from you, and you said, females?
Yes, okay, yes. I'll bring Matt along then.
Lovely. Not Alan, I was edging
we
for
him. Oh, right. I want Alan's 65-year-old mate.
Oh!
And we're going to take him out for the first curry of his life and watch
Derek
him
and Phil.
Shit his pants.
Could we
table.
Take Derek to, yeah, get some fucking mad food?
Can we take,
that would be great.
Yeah, if we take Derek to the curry mile, what do you think would happen?
Panic attack.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, well, he had the same thing with the peppered steak baked, didn't he? So.
What's up with you?
Sorry.
A bit emotional remembering it.
Yeah. Oof.
He had a pepper steak bacon and a panic attack. Like, we don't like pepper something that is sort of alien to him. They've been having pepper in England.
A pepper steak bake.
Well, I don't know. Ages.
Ages and ages. Should we move on to the final 1 out of 10 club?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on here, Joe? Right. What's happening with you?
So we've had a bit of a disaster here.
This is the first time a disaster.
A disaster has struck. We're very tight for time because obviously I'm going away with stacking
Flying
episodes
soon.
Like you wouldn't believe.
But you're listening to this, you will be in Thailand, will you?
No, what day is this coming out?
Friday.
If it comes out this Friday, which it could do actually.
Oh shit!
It's not this Friday.
Week Friday after.
Okay.
You're already there.
I'll be in Vietnam.
Wow.
I'll have sort of bounced off Thailand, used it as a skipping stone into Vietnam, and then we'll be back in Thailand later. Don't you worry about that, big boy. So, I was inspired last night from our meal, which was lovely, but it reminded me of something that I just think is shit. So I ordered it on Deliveroo just now.
Yeah.
And I've missed the guy.
So no, that doesn't happen. It's not like DPD. You've got to find the
guy.
He's
put it. I think he's put it in the blue bin
where
in the office
is,
next door.
Where is the guy?
It just says it's been delivered, and I can't contact anyone except I was stood outside when he was ringing me. I opened it. I couldn't hear him. It was just fuzzy, and then he's nowhere to be seen.
He's gone missing.
But because he's tracked it as delivered, I can't track him anymore. I can't track him down. Anyway, but this is a food we all know, and I would go as far as to say as. It's the worst component of every meal that it's in. That's why I'm bringing to the 1 out of 10 club, rice.
Oh, fuck off. Right, no, you've got to get go.
Rice is...
What rice?
Shit. What?
What rice?
Okay, I brought in boiled white rice.
Do you just buy boiled white rice from someone?
From a restaurant.
Oh, well, no wonder he fucked up. Yeah,
well, he didn't know what was in it, did he? He didn't make it.
Of course he does. He says on the side, boiled white rice.
Well, he better not be reading that, because that's private.
I tell you this, rice, for me, phenomenal.
No, it's not. You know it's not.
It's
only good.
For me than pasta.
Fuck off.
It really is. Especially if it's cooked well.
Well, pasta's
the rice you're eating there, biryani, unbelievable.
No, but that's not rice. The thing you like about biryani isn't rice. It is.
Yes, it is. It is
cumin, curry powder, fried onions, vegetables, chicken, lamb mince. That's what you like about biryani.
No, but it's still rice.
No, it's not. Rice itself. Shit.
So I mean, we could go down the route of if I just brought in a plain white piece of bread.
Yeah, but no one's having that as just by itself, are they? You're doctoring it up. Whereas rice is brought to you by itself all the time.
Yeah,
of course, and the sauce is great.
Yeah, but like no you one, put butter on
but
bread.
When they come together, a biryani, I'm not talking about biryani. If you said to me, oh, I'm going to go to an Italian tonight and I'll just get, you know, I'll get the meatballs and then just a side of plain pasta, please. No one does that. They have the grace of stirring it together because that way they admit pasta's shit. All it is a vehicle for sauce.
White boiled rice is
shit.
A bit crazy. No, not shit. It is a bit like, oh, it's a bit mad. Well, you can't tell me rice is bad.
It is.
Ethan, is rice bad?
When I go to an Indian...
Great, love this. Go on, Ethan. Hit me.
I order my curry of choice and a Peshwari naan. And I eat the curry with the Peshwari naan.
I do the same thing. I do the same
Your
thing.
Honour, Your Honour. Your Honour, Your Honour. Wait, so, I'd so, like so, to wait. Call up Ethan one podcast ago where he said he went to a curry house and ordered lamb chops and rice.
No,
Your Honour, send the lion down. You're a disgrace.
I went to a Turkish grill.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What was it called?
Istanbul.
Oh, he's doing you there.
By naming the capital of Istanbul, Turkey. Fuck off. You're a liar.
It's not the capital of Turkey.
No.
It's the largest city.
I made a mistake.
It's the largest city in Turkey.
I apologise. Okay. You named somewhere in it Turkey. You're lying. You went to a curry house and you ordered rice.
It's an Italian-Turkish place.
Oh, he's making stuff
up. It's called Istanbul, though.
He's making stuff up.
It is called Istanbul.
It's now an Italian-Turkish place.
Yeah, that amazing.
You're lying, Ethan.
They do pizza, pasta and Turkish food. So for a start, I had a cheesy garlic bread and then main course I had lamb chops and rice.
You're so full of shit. What are you eating right now?
Chicken and rice.
Right. Oh, you ate rice, you.
And you had rice for dinner last night.
Yeah, you had rice for dinner last night. So most of your meals are rice.
No, not most of my meals are rice.
All right, well, just out of a weird thing.
Hang on. Three meals
I know you've had recently. Lamb chops and rice, Chinese food and rice, and now you're having chicken and rice.
Who said?
I wonder where I'm getting this conclusion from, that you eat a lot of rice.
But it's nice with the other stuff mixed in.
Yes, it is.
But the thing, often with rice, sometimes it's the best option to go with something else. But I think most of the time, there's something better. A bread, a sort of a batter, some sort of potato, something like that does a better job of taking the original flavoured food into the mouth. Do you know what I mean? I do think some rice dishes are nice.
What about sushi?
But I think rice itself is hugely overrated. I like sushi. I know it's very rice and fish, but I just think that You end up often with a bowl of rice. And I think it's not pulling its weight here. And it's not cheap anymore.
So what
anymore.
Are we putting into the 1 out of 10 club here?
Boiled
rice.
The idea that rice...
a concept.
...is probably... And I'm going to do one of my big claims. I'm going to make a claim right now. And you're going to love this, Joe. Rice, I believe, is the single most eaten food on Earth.
Right. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Probably is. It could not deserve that mantle any less. That's my point here. And I think, like we said, 1 out of 10 isn't food where you go, oh, that's disgusting, because rice is pleasant, it's fine, it's nothing. But it's underwhelming food that doesn't deserve the ranking it's got. Ooh. It's the most eaten food on Earth. Ooh. Certainly grain for grain, it's no question. But I even think pound for pound, it's probably the most eaten food on Earth. No chance should it be.
Ethan?
You might have a point.
Yeah!
He might have a point.
He doesn't have a point.
It's not worthy of being the most...
Oh, this isn't Is It Worthy Club. This is It Shit Club. He's just twisted it. And he went, do you know what? It's not worthy of it. I'm not here arguing. It's not. I'm here saying it's not that bad. Is it worthy? You got him then.
I got him.
You had him over the table.
I've got him now. I've still got him.
The most worthy food, what would that be?
You'd probably go bread.
I've got a thing for lemon curd at the minute.
Right, I'm going.
Ethan lemon claims curd. That lemon curd should be the most eaten food on earth, which is...
pound for pound, the best food on earth.
An incredible thing to say. Right, I'm putting rice in the 1 out of 10 club.
It's
by itself.
It's not for me. What about pilau? Basmati?
Basmati's got something about it because it's got a little flavour there, but not really.
Nuts is probably worthy.
Ethan, what are you saying? Are you voting in the 1 out of 10 club?
It's not 1 out of 10, is it?
It's not one out of ten.
Right.
I'm getting a bowl of rice right now. Okay. Joe, enjoy your time in Thailand, Vietnam, where they famously don't like rice as well. So I don't know what you're going to eat over there, but you'll find yourself something over there.
I do like rice, but I just think it couldn't be more overrated. People talk about it like it's the bee's knees.
Yeah, he's right. I don't know what he's talking about. Right, see you later, Joe. Have a lovely time.
Thank you so much. I'll see you.
See you soon, everyone.
See you in about 5 weeks. Hope you do the podcast proud while I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
Ta-ra.
Wave goodbye to me as well.
Stick around whilst we struggle for the next few weeks for content.